In military speak, the transport is called an MRAP, which stands for Mine Resistant Ambush Protected. Oshkosh Truck is one of five companies getting a contract to build the vehicles. The Marine Corps is paying the company more than $30 million to build 100 MRAPs. A Cedarburg man is glad to see the Marine Corps making the switch from Humvees. Stephen Kastner's son, an Army National Guard corporal also named Stephen, died last July after his Humvee was hit by a roadside bomb.
The decisions that are being made now is a decision that should have been made in 2004. If it had been made, there would have been many, many, many fewer combat fatalities in Iraq.
The Marine Corps has used prototype MRAP since 2004, and no soldier riding in one has been killed. Kastner says MRAPs have a V-shaped body that deflects bombs better than flat-bottomed Humvees. He says they can also drive on flat tires and have better armor.
They're built much more solidly. They offer a substantially greater probability of survival for the soldiers inside. And that's what it's all about.
Kastner hopes the Army joins the Marine Corps in switching to the newer vehicles. The Marines are spending $210 million to buy 400 MRAPs. Oshkosh Truck hopes to have the first of its fleet off the production line and on the way to Iraq in about 3 months. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.